In St. Petersburg, Kirill Kalugin, a gay activist, tested Russia's new ban on gay rallies. He chose National Paratroopers Day in front of the world-famous Hermitage Museum.
In general, being openly gay in Russia isn't very safe, but when you're an activist, you get used to feeling unsafe.
Kalugin was protesting Russia's new law that bans homosexual propaganda. A few blocks away at the St. Petersburg Legislative Assembly, Vitaly Milonov dismisses Kalugin as a publicity seeker. Milonov wrote Russia's first gay propaganda ban. Now he leads Russia's reaction against gay rights.
We don't have enough authority to call same-sex couple a family. Family is man and a woman. It's set by God. The first society existed from two individuals, Adam and Eve. It was the first family.
Far from the protests, Alla Kuzmina, a St. Petersburg business student, says Russians oppose gay rights parades, like this one in Amsterdam.
Want to be gay? Be gay. But as far as you're not walking in lingerie in front of my window where my five-year-old kid is looking out of this window, it's fine.
This London protest is part of a movement in the West to boycott next February's Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. Lilia Shevtsova of the Moscow Carnegie Center says the Kremlin underestimated the impact of the gay rights issue.
Because they couldn't understand that this predatory law that the Duma endorsed would raise such a scandal outside, such a huge, powerful wave in the Western world.
Russian President Vladimir Putin downplayed the controversy in an interview in early September.
One can be absolutely sure that Russia will faithfully follow the principles of Olympism, which do not admit any kind of discrimination. National, gender, or sexual one mentioned by you.
But Kalugin says this is for foreign consumption.
This discrimination does exist here. We have a big problem with human rights in Russia, and I think as long as Putin is in power, this problem won't be solved.
When President Obama visited St. Petersburg last week, he met with gay and community activists. Among them, Olga Lenkova, who works with VHUD, or Coming Out, a gay rights group.
We were talking about the abuses of human rights against LGBT people. We were talking about hate crimes not being properly investigated and prosecuted. And we were talking that and suggesting to President Obama that these issues should be issues of international interest.
Hours earlier that day, gay rights protesters and their Orthodox Christian opponents traded chants in a St. Petersburg park. 3 months after Russia's gay propaganda ban went into effect, the debate is just heating up inside Russia and outside. James Brook, VOA News, St. Petersburg, Russia.